Chapter 3. Before you drive. Your safety and that of the public depends a lot on what you do before driving, including adjusting the seat and mirrors, using seat belts, checking your vehicle, maintaining a clear view and securing items in and on the vehicle. Inspecting your vehicle. When it comes to road safety, you cannot control other drivers or road conditions, but one thing you can control is proper maintenance of your vehicle and tires. Crashes due to tire maintenance are preventable, and simple steps can save lives. Driving on underinflated or overinflated tires or tires with low tread can lead to safety issues on the road. Check tire pressure with a pressure gauge monthly. Buy a tire pressure gauge if you do not have one already. Open your car door and on the inside jam, you should see a sticker. Write down or take a picture of the number that says PSI. This is the measurement for tire pressure. Remove the cap from the valve stem and use the pressure gauge to check the tire pressure. Make sure you check when they are cold. Compare the number on the gauge with the number written down. If the number is too high, let air out of the tire. If the number is too low, inflate your tire until the numbers match. Check tread depth with a penny. Hold a penny with Abraham Lincoln's body between your thumb and forefinger. Place Lincoln's head first into the deepest looking groove. Can you see all his head? If yes, your tires are too worn. Do not drive on them, and make sure to get them replaced. Vehicle maintenance. How safely you can drive starts with the vehicle you are driving. It is the duty of drivers to make certain that the vehicles they drive are safe to operate. A vehicle that is in bad shape is unsafe and costs more to run than one that is maintained. It can break down or cause a collision. If a vehicle is in bad shape, you might not be able to get out of an emergency. A vehicle in good shape can give you an extra safety margin when you need it, and you never know when you will need it. You should follow your vehicle owner's manual for routine maintenance. Some you can do yourself and some must be done by a qualified mechanic. A few simple checks will help prevent trouble on the road. Braking system. Only your brakes can stop your vehicle. It is very dangerous if they are not working properly. If they do not seem to be working properly, are making a lot of noise, smell funny, or the brake pedal goes to the floor, have a mechanic check them out. Lights. Make sure that turn signals, brake lights, tail lights, and headlights are operating properly. These should be checked from the outside of the vehicle. Brake lights tell other road users that you are stopping and turn signals tell them you are turning. An out-of-line headlight can shine where it does not help you and may blind other drivers. If you are having trouble seeing at night or if other drivers are constantly flashing their headlights at you, have a mechanic check out the headlights. Windshield and wipers. Damaged glass can break more easily in a minor collision or when something hits the windshield. Have a damaged windshield replaced. Windshield wipers keep the rain and snow off the windshield. Some vehicles also have wipers for rear windows and headlights. Make sure all wipers are in good operating condition. If the blades are not clearing water well, replace them. Tires. Worn or bald tires can increase the stopping distance and make turning more difficult when the road is wet. Unbalanced tires and low pressure cause faster tire wear, reduce fuel economy, and make the vehicle harder to steer or stop. If the vehicle bounces, the steering wheel shakes, or the vehicle pulls to one side, have a mechanic check it out. Worn tires can cause hydroplaning and increase the chance of having a flat tire. Tire pressure. Prior to entering a vehicle, check tire pressures using the recommended PSI, pounds per square inch, located in the vehicle owner's manual or the driver's side door jamb of the vehicle. Use a tire pressure gauge to check the PSI. If the PSI is above the number listed on the door jamb, let air out until it matches. If it's below, add air, or have a tire professional help you, until it reaches the proper number. Check the tread with a penny. Stick the penny into the tread head first. If the tread does not come at least to Abe's head, the tire is unsafe, and you need to replace it. Steering system. If the steering is not working properly, it is difficult to control the direction you want the vehicle to go. If the vehicle is hard to turn or does not turn when the steering wheel is first turned, have the steering checked out by a mechanic. Suspension system. The suspension helps you control the vehicle and provides a comfortable ride over varying road surfaces. If the vehicle bounces a lot after a bump or a stop, or is hard to control, you may need new shocks or other suspension parts. Have a mechanic check it out. Exhaust system. The exhaust system helps reduce the noise from the engine, helps cool the hot gases coming from running the engine, and moves these gases to the rear of the vehicle. Gases from a leaky exhaust can cause death inside of a vehicle in a very short time. Never run the motor in a closed garage. If sitting in a vehicle with the motor running for a long period of time, open a window. Some exhaust leaks are easily heard, but many are not. Therefore, it is important to have the exhaust system checked periodically. Engine. A poorly running engine may lose power that is needed for normal driving in emergencies, may not start, gets poor fuel economy, pollutes the air, and could die when driving on the road. This causes you and traffic a problem. Follow the procedures recommended in the owner's manual for maintenance. Windshield and windows. It is important to clearly see through the windows, windshield, and mirrors. Here are some things you can do to help. Windshields, side wings or side windows forward of, either side of, or adjacent to the operator's seat, may not be covered with one-way glass, adhesive film, or other application that reduces the light transmittance to a level below 35%. No motor vehicle may be equipped with one-way glass, adhesive film, or other glaze in the rear windows that reduces light transmission below 20%, with an enforcement tolerance of 9%. No sunscreening devices may be placed on or affixed to a windshield so as to obstruct or reduce the driver's clear view through the windshield. No film may be extended downward beyond the AS-1 line or more than the lowest point of the sun visor of the motor vehicle. SDCL 32-15-2.4, 2.5, 2.9. Keep the windshield clean. Bright sun or headlights on a dirty windshield make it hard to see. Carry liquid cleaner and a paper or cloth towel so you can clean your windshield whenever it is necessary. Keep the window washer bottle full. Use antifreeze wash when the temperature could fall below freezing. Keep the inside of the windows clean, especially if anyone has been smoking in the vehicle. Smoking causes a film to build up on the inside glass. Clear snow, ice, or frost from all windows before driving. Make sure to clean the front, sides, and back of the vehicle. Do not hang things from the mirror or clutter up the windshield with decals. They could block your view. Keep the headlights, backup, brake, and taillights clean. Dirt on the lenses can reduce the light by 50%. Adjusting your seat. You should be seated upright with your back against the seat and feet on the floor. Improper seating positions, such as slouching, can result in reduced effectiveness of the vehicle's restraint system. Adjust the seat and mirrors before you start to drive so you can see clearly and have full control of the vehicle's foot pedals and steering wheel with appropriate space for airbag deployment. Your foot should be able to pivot smoothly from brake to accelerator while your heel is kept on the floor. The top of the steering wheel should be no higher than the top of your shoulders and below chin level. There should be 10 inches between your chest and the steering wheel. Do not move the seat so far forward that you cannot easily steer, and do not recline the seat. Head restraints are designed to prevent whiplash. Head restraints should be adjusted so the head restraint contacts the back of your head and not below the level of your ears. Adjusting your mirrors. The inside mirror is the primary mirror for view to the rear of the vehicle. Adjust the rearview mirror so that it frames the rear window. You should be able to see traffic flow to the rear of the vehicle with the rearview mirror. If you have a day, night mirror, make sure it is set for the time of day you are driving. Outside mirrors should be adjusted to reduce blind spots and to provide maximum visibility to the sides and rear on both sides of the vehicle. To reduce blind spots, you are encouraged to use this method for adjusting the outside mirrors. To set the left side mirror, the driver must rest his or her head against the closed window and set the mirror to barely show the edge of the vehicle. To set the right side mirror, the driver should lean to the right so his or her head is directly below the rearview mirror or above the center console. The mirror should be adjusted the same way as the left side, so that the edge of the right side of your vehicle can barely be seen. The driver will not see the left and right sides of the vehicle when glancing in the outside mirrors, However, this adjustment adds 12 to 16 degrees of additional viewing area to each side of the vehicle. Using seat belts. Always fasten your seat belt and make sure all passengers are using seat belts or child restraints. Studies have shown that if you are in a crash while using seat belts, your chances of injury or death are greatly reduced. Seat belts keep you from being thrown from the vehicle and help you keep control. In South Dakota, it is illegal to drive or to be a front seat passenger without wearing seat belts. It is important to wear the seat belt correctly. Shoulder harness is worn across the shoulder and chest with minimal, if any, slack. The shoulder harness should not be worn under the arm or behind the back. Wearing the harness the wrong way could cause serious internal injuries in a crash. The lap belt should be adjusted so that it is snug and lies low across your hips after fastening. Otherwise, in a crash, you could slide out of the belt, resulting in injury or death. Seat belts should be worn even if the vehicle is equipped with airbags. While airbags are good protection against hitting the steering wheel, dashboard, or windshield, they do not protect you if you are hit from the side or rear or if the vehicle rolls over. Besides, an airbag will not keep you behind the wheel in these situations. Front seat seatbelt use requirements. The law requires that all operators, front seat passengers and children under the age of 18 wear appropriate safety restraints while the vehicle is in motion. Small children should be secured in the rear seat. Never secure a child in the front passenger seat, especially if your vehicle has an airbag. If you were in a crash and the bag deploys, your child could be severely injured. Several organizations will loan you a child safety device if you are unable to afford one. South Dakota Codified Law 32381. Use required, public highways, front seat passenger. Except as provided in Chapter 32-37 and Section 32383, every operator and front seat passenger of a passenger vehicle operated on a public highway in this state shall wear a properly adjusted and fastened safety seatbelt system, required to be installed in the passenger vehicle when manufactured pursuant to Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standard No. 208, 49 CFR 571.208, in effect January 1, 1989. At all times when the vehicle is in forward motion. The driver of the passenger vehicle shall secure or cause to be secured a properly adjusted and fastened safety seatbelt system on any passenger in the front seat who is at least 5 years of age but younger than 18 years of age. Any violation of this section is not a moving traffic offense under the provisions of Section 32-12-49.1. Airbags. Airbags are supplemental restraints and are designed to work best in combination with seatbelts. In a crash, airbags and seatbelts reduce the chance that your head and upper body will strike some part of the vehicle's interior. Seatbelts help to properly position your body to maximize the airbag's benefits and help restrain you during the initial and any after crashes. It is extremely important that seatbelts are always worn, even in airbag-equipped vehicles. Read your vehicle owner's manual for specific information about the airbags in your vehicle. Child passenger safety laws. If using a child safety seat, make sure it is installed properly in the vehicle and used correctly. Check to be sure that all children age 12 or younger are properly restrained in the back seat and that a rear-facing child safety seat is never placed in front of an active passenger airbag. Children aged 12 and younger should sit in the rear seat of the vehicle to avoid injury from an airbag in the event of a crash. Read the vehicle's owner manual and child restraint directions for more specific information on child restraint systems. What is an infant car carrier? It's a reclining seat specially engineered to give babies the best possible protection. The child rides facing backwards with its entire head and body cushioned by impact-absorbing materials. The carrier is securely attached to the vehicle seat by the lap belt, while the built-in harness holds the baby firmly in place. Thousands of parents have found that babies can ride happily and safely in car carriers. Do not confuse infant car carriers with baby seats. Baby seats may be useful in the house but are not made to protect a baby in the vehicle and should not be used there. Use the carrier from birth until the child can sit well alone, at about 9 months of age. Many models can then be converted into upright, forward-facing safety seats for toddlers. An adult's arms are not safe. Ordinarily, A parent's arms are a very secure place for a child, but this is not so in a vehicle. Even if you are wearing a lap and shoulder belt yourself, the child would be torn from your grasp by the violent forces of a collision. Never put a belt around you and a child on your lap. Your own weight, greatly increased by collision forces, would press the belt deeply into the child's body. This could lead to serious or even fatal injuries. Beginning with the very first ride, the drive home from the hospital, the baby should be carried in an approved safety restraint. As a rule, the back seat is safer than the front, and the center of the vehicle is safer than the sides. But bear in mind that a driver who must turn around frequently to check on children in the back may get into an accident situation. Insist that every passenger buckle up. Apart from the risk of themselves, unrestrained passengers often injure others who are belted in. South Dakota Codified Laws Chapter 32-37 Child Passenger Restraint System 32371. Use of system required, violations as petty offense. 32-37-1.1. Operator to assure that passengers between ages 5 and 18 wear seatbelts. 32-37-1.2. Certain operators required to wear seatbelts. 32-37-1.3. Passengers between ages 14 and 18 required to wear seatbelts. 32372. Exemptions. 32374. Violation not considered negligence or assumption of risk evidence inadmissible. 32371. Use of system required, violations as petty offense. Any operator of any passenger vehicle transporting a child under 5 years of age on the streets and highways of this state shall properly secure the child in a child passenger restraint system according to its manufacturer's instructions. The child passenger restraint system shall meet Department of Transportation Motor Vehicle Safety Standard 213 as in effect January 1, 1981. The requirements of this section are met if the child is under 5 years of age and is at least 40 pounds in weight by securing the child in a seatbelt. An operator who violates this section commits a petty offense. 32-37-1.2. Certain operators required to wear seatbelts. Any operator of any passenger vehicle operated on a public street or highway in this state, who is at least 14 years of age and under 18 years of age, shall wear a properly adjusted and fastened safety seatbelt system, required to be installed in the passenger vehicle if manufactured pursuant to Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standard Number 208, 49 CFR 571.208, in effect January 1, 1989. Always when the vehicle is in motion. A violation of this section is a petty offense. 32372. Exemptions. The provisions of 32371, 32-37-1.1, 32-37-1.2, and 32-37-1.3 do not apply in passenger cars manufactured before 1966 that have not been equipped with seatbelts. 32374. Violation not considered negligence or assumption of risk evidence inadmissible. Failure to comply with the provisions of this chapter is not considered as contributory negligence, comparative negligence or assumption of the risk and is not admissible as evidence in the trial of any civil action. Car Seat Guide. Infant seats. For children up to 20 pounds. Always face rearward. Recline 30 degrees. Toddler, convertible car seats. For infants and children up to 40 pounds. For infants, recline and face rearwards. For toddlers, upright and forward facing. Booster seats. For toddlers at least 30 pounds. Must be used with a tethered harness or shoulder straps if it doesn't have a shield. Can be used with just a lap belt if it has a shield. A car seat is used incorrectly if not secured to the automobile with a seatbelt. The harness straps are not used or are very loose. An infant is facing forward. A top tether strap is present but not used. Some people still have bad information about using seatbelts. For example, seatbelts can trap you inside a car. It takes less than a second to undo a seatbelt. Crashes where a vehicle catches fire or sinks in deep water, and you are trapped, seldom happen. Even if an accident such as this were to happen, a seatbelt may keep you from being knocked out. Your chance to escape will be better if you are conscious. Seatbelts are good on long trips, but I do not need them if I am driving around town. Over half of all traffic deaths happen within 25 miles of home. Many of them occur on roads posted at less than 45 miles per hour. Some people are thrown clear in a crash and walk away with hardly a scratch. Your chances of not being killed in an accident are much better if you stay inside the vehicle. Seatbelts can keep you from being thrown out of your vehicle into the path of another vehicle. If I get hit from the side, I am better off being thrown across the car, away from the crash point. When a vehicle is struck from the side, it will move sideways. Everything in the vehicle that is not fastened down, including the passengers, will slide toward the point of crash, not away from it. At slow speeds, I can brace myself. Even at 25 miles per hour, the force of a head-on crash is the same as pedaling a bicycle full speed into a brick wall or diving off a three-story building onto the sidewalk. No one can brace for that. Secure your load. Driving with an unsecured load is both against the law and extremely dangerous. Drivers who fail to properly secure their load may face a costly fine and jail time if they cause a crash. A load must be securely fastened and is only considered secure when nothing can slide, shift, fall, or sift onto the roadway or become airborne. To secure your load in your vehicle or trailer, tie it down with rope, netting, or straps. Tie large objects directly to your vehicle or trailer. Consider covering the entire load with a sturdy tarp or netting. Do not overload your vehicle or trailer. Always double-check your load to make sure it is secure. Don't forget that animals should also be properly secured. Trip planning. There are ways you can help reduce your driving costs. First, determine your overall transportation needs. For each trip, determine if it is necessary. If so, there may be times you do not need to drive yourself. You might ride with someone else or you could take public transportation if it is available. The best way to prolong the life of your car and save on fuel is to use it as little as possible. Trip planning can make your life easier and help cut down on your driving. Take public transportation when it is available. Avoid driving during heavy traffic. It causes extra wear and tear on you and the vehicle. Use carpools or share rides whenever possible. Plan, and then combine your trips. Make a list of the things you need and the places you need to go. Go to as many places as possible on any one trip. Try to reduce the number of places you need to go. This will cut down on the number of trips you need to take. Call ahead to make sure that they have what you need or that what you are picking up is ready.